Have you ever posted anything on an Instagram story or tweeted about something you're obsessed with? It could be anything. So what would it look like if you got a cut of the sales in exchange for your raving plug? That is the whole point of affiliate marketing. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Let's chat today about one of my favorite topics that truly anyone with a following can pursue in order to make more money without having to create or package or ship or build a darn thing beyond content. Affiliate marketing. This is one of the best ways to start generating passive income and getting paid to share the things you already adore and that you likely already share with your people because of said adoration. My affiliate journey has shifted like much of my business through the years, and I've learned a ton as I've selected affiliate partners who I fully align with and who I really just can't shut up about. So if this is your first go around with tuning in to one of my episodes about affiliate marketing, feel free to scoot back to episode 227, all about how I made six figures in 1 year solely from being an affiliate for the brands I love. Inside of that episode, I break down all the different types of affiliate marketing out there, plus my top three tips for getting started with your own affiliate journey. It's a really great show if you're new to the affiliate world or if this terminology sounds totally foreign to you. Now, today we're going to dive a little deeper and get into some updated affiliate marketing topics for the new year because I'm constantly evolving and figuring out new ways to approach all marketing techniques, including affiliate marketing. Are you ready to dive on in? All things affiliate marketing, ready, set, go. Primally Pure is my go-to non-toxic skincare, and it totally changed the game for my skin. Not to mention, I can actually pronounce the ingredients. For 10% off your Primally Pure order, go to jennakutcher.com/skincare. If you're still mailing contracts via snail mail or tracking payments with a pen and paper and managing your biz with anything other than a seamless project management system, it's time for HoneyBook. Start your free trial plus get 50% off your annual subscription at jennakutcher.com/HoneyBook. If you listened to my annual recap at the end of last year, you may have heard me talk about how 2019 was the very first year I ever affiliated for other educators' courses, something I never imagined doing 5 years ago, but completely shifted my approach to affiliate marketing. The courses I partnered on are ones that I knew heart and soul my audience would benefit from taking, and I also knew that I didn't have any courses like them and frankly, didn't plan on making anything like them anytime soon. So to me, it was a huge win to take, vet, and then share all about those programs and expose my audience to new offers. And that's kind of the key to this whole affiliate marketing thing. It's not about having thousands, tens of thousands, or millions of plus followers. It's not about having any air of celebrity or a household name. It's not even about whether you consider yourself an influencer or not. The key is that if you want to successfully affiliate with a brand and see success doing it, there needs to be passion and authenticity behind who you choose to represent and partner with. People have strong as heck BS meters, and I love that. And they can tell when you're sharing about something just to make a buck. It comes, though, no matter how great your photos are or how clean your copy is. But let me back it up for a hot second before we get into all of my juicy affiliate marketing tips. You might be tuning in for the first time and thinking, wait, what is affiliate marketing and how does it relate to me? Affiliate marketing is when you promote a certain product or service to your people, and then you get a commission when they decide to buy from that brand. It's pretty dang cool because for so many of us in this online world, it's an extension of the offers we're serving our people with, and it allows us to bring a fuller spectrum of goodies to our followers without having to create everything from scratch ourselves. If you're still struggling to wrap your head around it, let me give you a few super easy examples of affiliate marketing in play in our daily lives. We get HelloFresh. We've used them for years, literally subscribers for years. And we tell everyone we know about them because we love the food so much. As an average customer of HelloFresh, we get a referral code that we can send to people. And if they sign up too, we get money off of our next order. And if you want to see this in actual action, go to jennakutcher.com/HelloFresh and you can enjoy the food that we eat every single night. And you can help us save money on our groceries. Cool, right? Another example is my all-time favorite skincare, Primally Pure. I switched to it after our second miscarriage when I needed non-toxic and clean and safe products, and I became a devoted user of what they make. When you go to jennakutcher.com/primallypure, you can see a literal page on my website that I personally created to help share my love and my story of the products. And if you use my link and enter the code JK10 at checkout, not only do you save 10% on your order, but I also get a small referral bonus. Cool, right? Now, affiliate marketing is awesome because I'd never formulate my own skincare or create a food subscription company. So it allows me to share and incentivizes me to share while also being a pretty killer way to make more income without having to make more things. You're getting a cut to share stuff that you love. The brand gets more eyes on their goods and your audience is introduced to a new product or service thanks to their trusted comrade in the old interwebs, which is you. Now think about it. Have you ever posted anything on an Instagram story or tweeted about something you're obsessed with? It could be anything, like a metal straw with a handy little carrier, or a new cafe that carries the best matcha latte you've ever tried, or a workshop you attended that totally flipped your social media strategy on its head, a pair of jeans that fit like butter, a sparkling water that you can't quit. Like, I could go on and on and on. But my point is that we spend so much of our time online posting things that we love, things that have added value to our lives or helped us in some way or brought us more joy or convenience or efficiency. Like, we naturally tend to do that without even trying. And your people are listening and following suit. You know this, right? Because you wouldn't share it otherwise. You want to help your followers experience the same benefits you have by sharing the things that you love and that you're living for. So what would it look like if you got a cut of the sales in exchange for your raving plug? That is the whole point of affiliate marketing. When done well, and it's something you can do whether you have 100 followers or 10,000. Now, before you start seeing dollar signs and you're getting overzealous, I don't think you should just start trying to affiliate for every brand you've ever loved or used, or ones with just a high commission structure, because I know that's tempting. But I want for you to start with just one that you've used for a good while, like something that you love and you trust and that your ideal followers would also benefit from knowing about. A lot of brands out there have affiliate or referral programs set up because they want this sort of word of mouth marketing to continue flourishing for their growth. So my thinking is there's no harm in asking if you could be the one to promote their stuff. Heck, so many brands already have it built in as a part of their natural marketing strategy. From Airbnb's refer a friend code to Daily Harvest give $20 off smoothie code. Most brands see the value in this type of consumer to consumer marketing that you might already have codes waiting that you can share to see if this type of selling works for you. If a company you love and you want to promote has a program set up already, go through the process of applying to become an affiliate. And if they don't have a formal program, still most brands, even the smaller ones, might happily provide you with a personalized link to share with your followers. Just send them an email sharing your interest in becoming an affiliate for them and how their product has impacted you by using it, as well as why you think that your audience could benefit from using it too. I talked super in depth about exactly how you can become an affiliate for the companies you love and how to pitch yourself professionally in episode number 296. Be sure you scroll back in the podcast app or go to jennakutcherblog.com/affiliate tips to listen if you're just getting started on your affiliate path and you want to make more connections with admirable brands. Okay, now let's get into the nitty gritty of affiliate marketing. Let's say you're interested in becoming an affiliate for two or three of your favorite brands. Just like your investments and other streams of income, you want to try to diversify your affiliate plan as much as possible while still being certain that the brands that you partner with make complete sense for your audience. What I mean by that is that you won't want to partner with a brand that's totally off topic in regards to the content you normally share with your followers. And a good way to check this is by asking yourself if you wholeheartedly believe in the product itself. Like, have you already been sharing it for free? Would you talk about it with zero incentive? Are you excited to share it, or does it feel forced when you think about it? For me, the answer needs to be 100% yes in order for me to promote it as an affiliate. I can't feel wishy-washy about it and then feel good telling my audience they'd love it too. So it's of utmost importance that you are all in with your affiliates. That confidence in a product is going to translate as you share it and show that you use and love and trust it. So your people will be more inclined to do so too. But here's the thing, try not to keep it to just one niche. Even if your brand is super niche, for instance, I run an online marketing business. So even though you might expect for me to only partner with tools and programs that digital entrepreneurs would want to use, I choose to share beyond the niche. I know my ideal audience is well-rounded and multi-passionate, just like I am. So while yes, they can get a whole lot out of the marketing tools, and I do share those often, they likely are also looking for ways to streamline and uplift every aspect of their lives, just like I am. I also have openly shared about hardship and challenges I've experienced and the things that have helped me to overcome them. Like when we faced fertility struggles and miscarriage, and I completely cleaned my lifestyle choices up, removing toxic products from my beauty routine. And I shared about that entire process as we went through it. When I began using Primally Pure's natural skincare products, and this isn't an ad, though I am an affiliate, it was an obvious and natural opportunity to partner with them as an affiliate because it just made so much sense for my own journey. And I knew it resonated with my followers. And let me remind you here too, that successful affiliate marketing isn't just a one and done thing. Like, you can scroll back and see that I've been talking about the same products for years. Literally years. That's how much I love them and how committed I am. And I feel like this is an epic place to just plug my favorite non-toxic all-natural skincare here. So go to jennakutcher.com/primallypure, use the code JK10, save yourself 10%. Like, are you starting to see how this whole thing works? I know this is cheesy, but it's so true. But seriously, as we started to approach this year, I did inventory on all of our affiliate marketing strategy, and I realized that our top five affiliates were out-earning all of the others by a landslide. And when I listed out all of our potential affiliate sponsorships, I realized that if I focus all of my energy and efforts on those top three to five, it'll make a greater impact, not just for me, but for those who trust me enough to take action. So we actually decided to dial back on how we pursue affiliate partnerships and get laser focused on our favorites. Within our top five is a skincare company, an email marketing software, two online courses, and a CRM for entrepreneurs. We still have tons of other opportunities like using Amazon affiliates or reward style, but truth be told, those don't really move the needle much for us. And so focusing our efforts on those bigger partners helps us laser focus on what's working for us and how we can better serve our audience to make a decision. Let me back up because it's a little crazy to think about. I have a skincare company, an email software company, two digital courses, and a broader affiliate program that are my largest moneymakers in the affiliate marketing space. But it's because of all of these, as random and as different as they all are, they're nearly perfect fits for almost everyone in my audience. The entrepreneurial-minded, go-getting, move-making women up in here who are very into clean beauty and simplified email marketing strategy, and they're learning how to hone their gifts into their businesses. Many of them are mamas or looking to start families and crave camaraderie and efficiency, so they find a lot of use from someone like me who is carving out a similar path and sharing the things that I love, like the tools that have helped me to do better and be better every single day. See how it can be diverse and also not feel like you're making a hard sell with affiliates? When you're really into those things that have improved your life for the better, odds are that you'll share it and help others improve their lives in a really similar way. Beyond just wanting to have a wide scope of types of brands that you partner with, it's important to diversify how you're sharing about them. The key to capitalizing the most on your affiliate partnerships is to share often and share in creative ways. Your audience is likely changing and growing every week, so how can you serve your new and your existing followers with content that supports and helps them in every way? For me, this has looked like a wide array of affiliate marketing pushes, both large and small. For the digital course created by my business coach, Dean Graziosi, the Knowledge Broker Blueprint, we went big. Since its launch is a specific and considerably small period of time, we didn't shy away from pushing it hard while it was open, while it was in launch, because I knew it could benefit so many of my followers. And so I wanted to hit any potential pain points or objections that people might have during that window and also encourage them on why it could be a good fit for them. I shared resources, success stories, Q&A opportunities, insider looks, access to Dean and Tony, student reviews, all kinds of helpful info, all in one place, all during the time of the launch, from my podcast and the blog to all social media platforms, email, Facebook groups, and paid ads. Like, I wanted to paint the picture of what is possible and how it could change someone's life. And so I shared all of the resources in all of the places in a very condensed amount of time while the cart was open. And I believe in this program so deeply that for the second year, I even added my own bonuses if people were signing up using my link. I created a private Facebook group to walk alongside and lead KBB students who signed up through my affiliate link and committed to being a mentor for those students, among other things. For an ongoing affiliate like Primally Peer, it's totally different, right? I share about it often, usually monthly, and where it makes sense. I share about it in blog posts, social posts, in pop-ups on my website, in emails when the content aligns with clean living, baby or lifestyle products, on my fertility journey, even on this podcast. Same goes for Flowdesk, my favorite email marketing software. Anytime I'm teaching about email marketing, answering questions about email lists, or creating content in that arena, it's an opportunity to share this super rad software that is literally simplifying every aspect of email marketing. If you're curious about that one, it's only $19 a month. It's way easier to use than MailChimp, and it's beautiful. You can learn about it at jennakutcher.com/Flowdesk. That's Flowdesk. You might have a system, I know you can't see them, but I'm doing air quotes right now, that you're telling yourself is working, but what would it look like if you could have everything in one place? I'm talking invoices, contracts, messages, questionnaires, timelines, and more. No more post office runs to get contracts out last minute. No more bank lines to deposit your client checks. Nope, all of that is inside of HoneyBook, plus way more. Like, way more. HoneyBook is a simpler way to run your business. It's how I send invoices, collect payments, create community, craft workflows, export financials, and manage projects from end to end. Hear me when I say my system pre-HoneyBook was archaic and frankly almost scary. I'm talking night terrors, waking up thinking I lost a contract or forgot a key date in a project timeline. If that sounds like you, HoneyBook will make you sleep like a sleep-trained baby. Start your free trial, plus get 50% off your annual subscription at jennakutcher.com/HoneyBook. That's jennakutcher.com/HoneyBook for 50% off your annual subscription. This episode is made possible by you and my favorite non-toxic skincare, Primally Peer. I'll be honest, before our miscarriages, I didn't really care what chemicals were going on or in my body. But once I started to really dig into things, I was shocked. I also had this belief that natural stuff just couldn't work as well. Now, as I slowly transitioned, I became obsessed with reading labels, knowing that I was treating my body with the ultimate respect. And I started to fall in love with the natural scents and the feel of the products and the way that I felt when I used them. Consider me a completely converted skeptic. I've been using the clarifying serum, just like 5 drops a day, for a few months, and my skin is breaking out way less. It's noticeably brighter, and it's helping me keep inflammation down. And Primally Peer cleansing oil, it absolutely changed my skin and the way that I thought about skincare. It felt kind of counterproductive to cleanse with an oil, right? Wrong. It feels like magic, but really, it's non-toxic skincare that not only does the job, makes my evenings feel kind of like a little spa getaway. For 10% off your order, go to primallypeer.com and use the code JK10, or learn all about my favorites at jennakutcher.com/skincare. Okay, so are you starting to understand how all of this can work, not just for me, but for you too? It's not just enough to share an affiliate link once and then call it a day. When it's products and goodies that are actually useful to the masses and things that you can't get enough of, you need to share it as often and as creatively as you possibly can. Want to know my checklist for sharing affiliates? Get out your pen and jot these down or find them in the show notes at golddiggerpodcast.com because this is exactly what I walk through when making the most out of my affiliate partnerships. Are you ready? This is going to help you on successfully approaching affiliate marketing in 2020. Number one, did you talk about your personal experience with the brand? Whether it's a social media caption, a blog post, or something else, you always want to weave in your own experience with the product or service, how it's helped or shaped you, how your life is better because of it, how you found it and fell in love with it. People fall in love with stories, not things. So tell yours and tell it again and again. Your personal experience will sing louder than any brand-generated testimonial from a stranger. Share your own transformation first and share it often. Number two, did you share the reason this thing even matters? Walk people through how it works, why it matters, and lead them to understand what could be possible for them if they choose to invest in it too. If you only share your story, people will think, well, that's great for her, but why does it matter for me? Paint the picture of opportunity for others and what they could gain, earn, or experience by clicking purchase. Number three, did you share about it in an original way? Skip any of the provided templates a brand might send you, or if you're part of a direct marketing company or MLM, it's always, always, always better to hop into a free design hub like Canva and create your own simple and pretty graphics rather than using overtly branded graphics that don't fit your own aesthetic. Use your own voice, your vibe, and brand for the graphics, images, and words associated with the affiliate post. It should not read or feel or look like an ad. This is all about you sharing your own stuff in your own unique way. Number four, can you throw in your own bonus? There's always a little more intrigue when you can sweeten the deal with a personal bonus from you if possible. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. In fact, simpler is better. It could be access to a freebie of yours, a 10-minute call with you, a repost on Instagram stories if they mention you. Just something that fits for your people and gets them even more interested in the offer and ready to take action. Number five, are you sprinkling little hints to your dream affiliate brands in with your other content? It's always best to lead with breadcrumbs and to share the stuff you love before you ever have the opportunity to make a cent from affiliate marketing. So share about using it before you ever monetize. Like, talk about why you love it and spread your passion before you ever, ever, ever go for profits. See if people engage with that content, if they're curious or excited about it. That's going to be such a good gauge if it's going to be a successful avenue for you. And number six, is the offer custom? If you can, a custom offer goes miles further than something quick or generic. Creating your own affiliate landing pages or email campaigns, dedicated blog posts, and so on is super impactful and can paint the full picture of why it matters to you and why it should matter to your audience while educating them. Plus, the more branded it is to you, the more likely people will trust you and not just a company or a product. After being an affiliate for a few brands and sharing some of my favorite things online, I began to get the same questions for certain things over and over. Like, what was your favorite skincare again? Or what was that software that you used to host your courses? I took it a step further and ended up creating an entire landing page of all of my favorite things, many of which I now affiliate for, so that people could have one destination to find all of the great stuff I always talk about, from clothes to health resources and business tools to business books and beauty products. Now, this was a huge undertaking. It was a really big project, but it is so helpful to be able to point people to one place to find anything and everything that I use and love. You can see the page I'm referring to if you go to jkfaves.com. That's jkfaves.com, or go onto my website and there's a little drop down for my favorite things. Now, on top of that, we also create single product landing pages that are beautiful and branded for my affiliates so that my audience can experience the full story of why I love and recommend these brands. And lastly, number seven, do you have extra content to back up that cornerstone content? Create content that supports what you're selling. Blogs, podcasts, emails, social posts, Instagram stories, you get it. These drop small puzzle pieces and reminders to your people so that they don't feel like it's a hard sell, but more of an ongoing conversation. People need to trust your personal experience to take action, and it'll likely take multiple exposures for people to actually take that action. So don't just post once and judge results from that. Be in it for the long game. Whew. I know that was a lot, but I hope it was super helpful. Now that you know my personal checklist for making the most of my affiliate partnerships and being sure that the content that I share to promote them fits my brand vibes and my audience's needs, it's all about creating the potential and walking your people through what's possible for them if they were to buy into the stuff that you already love, the things that you cannot get enough of. And the big bonus is that once you begin sharing and resharing your favorites as an affiliate, people will start to see you as an expert in that thing. Like, I never expected people to ask me literally on a daily basis what the amazing non-toxic skincare line that I love is or what products are my faves, but that happens now. And I gladly get to share my Primally Pure addiction with the world so that they can feel great about what they use on their skin too. It also creates a more well-rounded version of you as a human, a professional, and for your brand because you're an expert in the thing that you offer and in these products that you partner with. And to me, well-rounded people are way more interesting people. And I know you're all that in a bag of chips. So put yourself out there, start making those connections with brands you're a diehard for, and then begin sharing about them regularly, organically, and originally so that your people can see the magic that you see in them. You'll be bringing in those dollar bills in no time and spreading the gospel about the soulmate level brands in your life. And trust me when I say it is the best feeling. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Oh, and if you want that link one more time, it's JK Faves. You can find all of my favorites and see how I use affiliate marketing in my strategy. JKFaves.com. I'll find you over there. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.